It's just the world and the Kehila Kedosha. Thank you very much for this evening. It's a big schus for us to be able to come back here and continue the kesher that we built up with the community and to hopefully share a few words of about the Rav Yechayim Levracha. And it's not a time exactly for Hesped, but it's definitely an idea to try to think about a certain mita of his and what we can learn from together in remembering him. Now, these weeks, we're learning now about Avraham Avinu. And in general, Avraham Avinu is the epitome of what a father is supposed to be. We find in Chazal, Mishnah Ovah says, and we see in the Mefarshim that even though the previous Mishnayos, his name was not mentioned as Avraham Avinu, but once he did the Asar Nisyonis, that was when he got the name Avraham Avinu. That means that Hashem felt that the Nisyonis, Avraham Avinu, who was really? Avraham Avinu was what he was as a person, but in order for him to become in order for him to be chosen as the Avinu of Klal Yisrael, Hashem felt that he was testing him out to feel if he's the right one, not just to be who he was as the person who he found at Kodesh Baruch Hu, but to be able to build the Am Hashem and Am HaNivchar through passing these Nisyonos, and eventually, as Chazal says, the Pasuk says in last week's parasha, that Hashem felt that he was the right one to continue on to the generations. The point of picking Avraham Avinu, as we all know, that what we are, Am Yisrael B'Iker, is B'nei Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. That's who we are. We're the children that were chosen to continue to be the Am Hashem through Avraham Avinu. In addition to that, we find that Avraham Avinu was mashpia on others more than the other tzaddikim of his dar. Throughout the Torah, the first 20 daras from Adam to Avram, there were other people that were tzaddikim and were makir Hashem, though not many. But Avram Avinu was the one that was mashpia. Even Noach, who tried all those years when he was building the teva, he wasn't matzliach. No one entered the teva besides for his family after all those 120 years of building the teva. It means that Avraham Avinu had a certain connection and a certain feeling for Emunah that he was able to give it over and to change people's lives and to let people realize what it's really all about. So we know the Rav felt the guide for life in Chavis Al-Bavis. So the Chavis Al-Bavis, we find after Emunah, so Shara Bechina, which Avraham Avinu specialized in, the midah of Shara Bechina, realizing all the chassadim that Hashem did, and building from the chassadim how to live life with the recognition that it's Hashem who's just full of chesed and does chesed for us. And after the Shara Bechina is Shara Bechina Elokim, which the Rav always spoke about. What we have to do in this world is Avodas Hashem, as Chavis HaLavis builds it up specifically, but in general, Avodas Hashem is to really build a connection, a personal relationship with what he said with Hashem. I mean, it's not just you don't do mitzvahs because that's the rule, but it's much deeper than that. You actually build a real connection, a personal relationship with Hashem, and that's how to go about your avodas Hashem. The feeling of there's someone there for you, there's someone to talk to. Avraham Avinu built that up with people by having that deep emunah, and then he did the Hashmasas Arachim, and he would show people physically, you know, you just ate food, where do you think it came from? It built up a real life relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu that allowed it to build into real living life. And that's what we find from Avinu's Masakrin Tefillah. Davening, that's what davening is. Davening is you talking to Hashem as a real life relationship. It's not just, you know, you believe, so you have to do. But you're constantly in touch with Hashem's running the world and how Hashem actually is doing everything for you, and you have that connection, and it allows you to live life that way. It's a real personal feeling that you have, that you're in touch with Hashem. And we know the Rav, that's how he lived his life. He always spoke about it at home, in the shul. You know, the mitzvahs that he did was very clear. He lived it, he felt it. People wrote and said, you know, watching the Rav in action, he gave the excitement, the feeling of, this is real. And this is what this is how I'm living my life. And I'm doing this because this is what life's all about. It's not just a rule book that we have to follow. And he lived that way in everything he did. And he spoke about it. And people really felt it. And that's like Avraham Avinu. When you feel something and you really, really live it, then it really rubs off on people because you see this is the way life is. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And then we find another thing about the Nisyanis. We find some of the hardships was Shalei Hira Acharav, we find in the Chazal, which means that Avraham Avinu, after building this relationship, he got to the real Hakara of who Hashem is, that he was able to really rely on Hashem for everything that Hashem does. Hashem did things that are hard for him. You know, he made a Rav, he sent him around the world running, he sent him to one place, another places, he took Sarah away. Most of the Nisyanis had this focus of making things keilu look hard and what's going on. But Avraham Avinu never challenged. I think there are even some of Farshim that count buying Maras Machpela as one of the Nisyanis. They didn't say a word about, you gave me Eretz Yisrael, now I'm spending so much money on it. Anything that had to do with second guessing, wait, what's going on? Why is this happening? That comes from a real reliance that you know that it's coming from the Hakol Yachol and everything's the Taif. And that there's nothing to worry about. And if you really live that way, so you go on to relying on Hashem and living your life, relying on that, and everything is good. Because whatever Hashem does is definitely the best for us. And so too, we know the Rav, no need to be ma'arich on this point, just to bring it up again, how he brought Emun, a bitachon into our lives, and you focus and stress the word of reliance. And the bitachon is to rely on Hashem. And there's nothing to worry about. Things look hard. Things look difficult. One day, the next day, you see it's better. And everything that you're relying on Hashem, that's how you live your life. And that's how you'll have a happy life. Because that's, as the Chavos HaLevavos explains, the true happiness in life is when you're really relying. And you know there's what to rely on. Hashlech al Hashem yohavcha. And everything will be good. And of course, in the shul, he brought that in. In every day, dealing with the shul in general, with the shiurim and people, I think it was very clear that when he dealt with people, even privately, he always brought that up as a real thing. It's not like it's a thing to believe in when you're learning Musar Seder or when you're getting a drasha. When people came to him with hardships, he actually, he drilled it in that it's a real thing, and that's how you're going to get through us. And the last Nisayon, one more Nakuda. We find the Akedah. I think the Akedah is a specific, an extra point, and that the Akedah was, Hashem was seeing in Avraham Avinu one more point. And it's not enough to just have that relationship and live with Hashem, but how much are you mavatel yourselves? You know, Avraham Avinu epitomized the need of chesed, and everything he did was chesed and good, and then Hashem is telling him, so-called, to do something the opposite of chesed. And what Hashem maybe was trying to see in here was how much are you doing it as who you are? And the Rav always constantly stressed, we do chasadim not because we're nice people. We're nice when we're supposed to be nice, but if you do chesed just because you're a nice guy, then you're like a guy. There are a lot of nice guys out there too. We do chesed because mahu racham v'ata racham, ahu chanun v'ata chanun. We do things because that's what Hashem wants us to do. And if Hashem wants us to be tough, Hashem wants us to be so-called not nice to someone, for whatever reason, and that's what you have to do. And that's what we saw at Avraham Avinu by the Akedah. And that was something the Rav lived with, especially dealing with people. The Rav, even sometimes the same person, sometimes he gave him the nice, good feeling, and sometimes he demanded and was tough and said, why are you not doing more? And I think even in his own life also, as Dayanos and the whole Tkufas that he did things, he constantly juggled both of these feelings. He was a very feeling person, a lot of emotion, felt bad, helped people, and join them in their emotions, not just in doing things for them. But at the same time, when he had to demand, he had to be tough, he was tough for them. Even people, I don't think there's anyone in the world that is not makir at this point. And even if he was tough on them, I don't think anyone ever had tainus that it's coming from a personal, he has an agenda against me. Everyone was very clear on him. Even the person that was so-called hurt by the toughness knew very clearly that it was coming from MS, because he felt this is the truth, and whether they liked it or not, but they knew that it's not coming from something personal, that he has a personal agenda. And this is the same, this is the point that Hashem was building up in Avraham Avinu as the avos of the Ummah, that this is this is how to live life. When you have these things, then Hashem chose Avraham Avinu. And with that, we should take these lessons and live it more. And that way we'll remember the Rav Israel Levracha and live life properly.